Good morning, boys and girls. This is our last time with you in these particular circumstances. Things are very uncertain these days, and we can never be sure just what new regulations may be introduced by the government. But at the present time, things seem to be about to return to a much more normal school day. I hope that that continues. Here now is the third and the final extract from my sermon, preached away back in February 1986, on Psalm 126 and the verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Two final points are made in this extract. Firstly, that God's benefits are especially enjoyed by Christians. If you are not saved today, then you need to carefully listen to what I say on this point. The final point that I make in this extract is that God's blessing makes you glad. Oh, listen closely now to these words.
Come quickly to the second point. God's benefits are especially enjoyed by the saints of God. The Lord hath done great things for us. There are certain things, my friend, that the world should be saying, but of course it never does. The world never acknowledges God's goodness. There are certain things the world can say the Lord has done great things for us, but there are certain things, my friend, that the world cannot join in saying the Lord hath done great things for us. There are certain things the Lord has never done for the world, and never will. Things that are enjoyed only by the saints of God. Psalm 126, the world says, the Lord hath done great things for them. And the saint takes up that thought, says, and yes, yes, the Lord hath done great things for us. There are benefits which are exclusive to the believer. Belong to the Christian, and the Christian alone. It is by faith in the Lord Jesus that we enter into the fullness of benefit. Psalm 34 touches upon this subject. Psalm 34, the verse 6. Indeed, we could go right back to the verse 3. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Faith, personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, will bring us into the experience of the great eternal benefits that flow from God's hand. Now, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, then you have not entered in to the chiefest, the richest, the sweetest of all benefits that God bestows. You have come to the outer room. You have savored, carried on the breeze, as it were, the sweet scent and perfumes that flow from the inner chamber. You have heard faintly something of the joy and the rejoicing that is going on in the outer chamber, but you have never tasted and won't taste until you believe personally in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior. For all of God's eternal blessings are in Christ. There are blessings which pass away. Jesus mentioned when he rebuked men for following him for the wrong reasons, how that they came after him because they had ate of the miraculous food that he had provided in the desert, and their bellies were filled. Well, that was a blessing, but it was a temporal blessing. It would pass away. They would soon be hungry again. But my friend, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you enter into the experience of eternal blessings. Blessings that never lose their impact, their power in your life. When God saved me, there was something given to me
wrought in me that will never be undone.
Never be undone.
I might, during various seasons, lose the benefit of the joy of salvation. But I will never lose salvation.
Do you understand it, my friend?
You might lament that you don't feel as happy as you think you should as a Christian. Certainly lament that you have lost your happiness. But losing your happiness doesn't mean you've lost your salvation.
Doesn't mean that at all. I remember, and I can only faintly remember, an experience I had as a child. It happened in London. I was walking along in a crowd, holding on to my father's hand. And for some reason or other, I let go his hand. And then reached up and grabbed his hand again. Or at least what I thought was his hand. But it was somebody else's. And my father, noticing this, just let me get on with it to see what would happen. And I waltzed along, happily holding on to this hand, till I looked up. And then I did something which all youngsters do. I bawled my head off. The world had come to an end. I had lost me da. But my da was standing behind me watching all this. And my friend, you can look around you as a Christian and suddenly be filled with fear and think you've lost God and things aren't what they were and all my salvation is gone. No, 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 friend. You may have lost sight of the Lord, but He hasn't lost sight of you. As I did as a child, I just stopped and I bawled, and my father came. And if you find yourself in such a position as to experience the loss of the Lord's presence, well, just cry unto Him and He'll come.
Oh, you can lose the happiness of that salvation, but you can't lose salvation. The benefits that flow from our great benefactor to those who believe in Jesus are eternal. They're eternal. Not like the meal that was eaten in the desert. It lasted for a little season and then the people were hungry again.
Those who come to Jesus and eat of Him, they shall never hunger again. Lastly, I want to say, the saint who enjoys the benefits of God rejoices. Our text says, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Whereof we are glad. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefit, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Singing. Rejoicing.
Those who are blessed of God, those saints who experience the benefits of God should rejoice. If you ever keep God's benefits in mind, you'll ever sing and you'll ever rejoice. You'll never have cause to grumble. You'll never complain.
We shall sing when we get to heaven. The book of the Revelation is a book filled with singing. Singing saints. Singing, singing, singing. Singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Rejoicing in the goodness and in the benefits that God gives to them in heaven. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
If the Lord hath done great things for us, then let us sing. Let us rejoice. Let us live in the light of those great things.
If the Lord has really done great things for us, if that is our experience, if that is our testimony, if we're saying from our hearts, the Lord has done great things for me, then let us sing. Let us sing. Oh, for the song of blessing in this church of ours, that the Lord might come and revive us, giving us a vision of what He has done. Vision that will cause us to burst forth into a song of praise. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Well, boys and girls, we have come to the end of our consideration of this verse. I trust that you know something of the joy that it speaks of, and that comes from God's blessing, whereby our sins are pardoned through the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, boys and girls, and keep you safe until we meet again around God's Word.